It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com, also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I'm with Carbon County Commissioner Tony Martinez. We're going to talk about some of the great things that are coming up in 2020, because there's always exciting stuff coming in Carbon County. The budget that's ready to go, and we'll just talk about 2020 right now. Tony, thank you for having us in today, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. It's good seeing you. Welcome to 2020.
Looks like we all made it, you know, nothing too bad happened. And so let's hit it head on and start talking about the budget's ready to go. And what have we got to look forward to as far as that goes?
Yeah, it is. We finalized 2020. You know, I think everybody's pretty familiar with that, the conversations that we had with the tax increase that was needed. You know, that whole process was pretty interesting. We had a lot of feedback. A lot of people came to the hearings. But I'm really encouraged by the folks that actually called, asked us questions, wanted to know a little bit more about it. They called us directly. They talked to Seth downstairs in the clerk's office. And they really gained an understanding, which helped us as well. We think that we kind of have a pulse of what's going on by the different people that we talk to. But it was good. Some of the questions that were emailed to us, the people came in and visited with us, the people that called us, I think they got a good understanding of why the tax was needed. Again, just kind of some key points there. The municipal service fund tax was started in 1986. The county, or I should say the special service district, did not receive any mineral lease money until 1988. So once we started getting all that royalty off the coal mines, off the gas, everything else that was being extracted from Carbon County, we didn't really need to look at that municipal service fund that was started again in 1986. So, you know, come forward into the next century, so to speak, a few decades later, we found that, you know, the coal was gone away. They closed the carbon power plant. They closed, or the pressures are going down on the gas field. So it was, again, back to 1986 where we need to look at that municipal service fund tax. So we did increase it. Moving forward into 2020, it was a needed thing. Again, we inherited a lot of debt. We inherited a lot of things that we had to pay for. We all know that the revenue was going away. So this was, as we saw as a commission, was the best thing to do.
And, you know, I think that was the encouraging thing as well, and you said it, was the fact that you guys, your doors are always open.
Sure. Absolutely.
And people can come talk to you about anything like that any time of the day. And if you're here, you're going to be able to talk to these guys. And that's the great thing about it is having that local government. And you guys are here and your door, once again, it's always open. Come talk to them. If you've got questions, that's why they're here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, people hear things down at the gas station or the grocery store or whatever. And it's just pretty amazing how some stranger walking down the aisle at a grocery store knows more than a county commissioner who's right in the middle of it. So, yeah, call us, email us, whatever, however we can talk, let's do it. That's what we're here for. We're not here to pick favorites. We're here to do what's right for Carbon County.
Okay, now with that ready to go, let's talk about the great things that are coming in Carbon County to 2020, the new things that we're looking forward to.
Well, you know, in one of the biggest things that we have right here in front of us is the solar farm that's coming to Wellington. We've actually had three different companies talk at three different projects coming, but this one actually has the momentum going forward. And again, this kind of harkens back to the previous subject, but there's some misinformation going on out there. I've had a couple of folks from the power plants that are concerned about this. The county commission did not seek this out. This company, which is a well-founded company, if you talk BYU, University of Utah, you've seen the name of this company on the side of a lot of their buildings. It's a very, very well-known company that wants to come down here. We need to get some revenue into this area. This kind of harkens back to the budget talks. This solar project on the land that they're proposing to put it on, there are five taxing entities in the county. All five taxing entities, if we left that property as is, would get about $240,000 in the next 15, possibly 20 years, right in that ballpark. This solar project alone, not to all five taxing entities, but just to the county, would bring in over $800,000 in that same time period. So we're looking at things like that to bring in revenue. So hopefully we don't have to raise taxes ever again.
And we had talked a little bit off the air. The hiring has started out at Intermountain Electronics. They're starting to get rolling. Probably it'd be more about spring or so, or a little bit later before we really see anything going on out there. But they've hired, you were telling me, how many people have they hired out there?
Yeah, we've heard between 50 and 60 people that they've hired. And that's great. That's exactly what we need, is internal growth within the county. We've got a couple other projects I don't know if I can talk too much about, but there's somebody who's looked at the racetrack here out on Airport Road, and not only do they want to buy the racetrack, but they want to expand into several other things that would be really cool. If we can make this happen, it's going to be pretty awesome. You know, they're talking maybe a drag strip. They're talking Jeeps. They're talking all different kinds of things, open concerts. It could be just pretty cool. So we're trying to make Carbon County pretty dynamic. And along those lines as well, kind of talked about the solar farm. We're also in talks with folks that want to open a coal mine up in Schofield. So, you know, we can do different things.
And that's great. You know, we're getting, I think the main thing is it's got to be about diversity. And diversifying things, and you know, that's awesome that, you know, maybe a coal mine will open up and stuff, but the drag strip, maybe the racetrack, and just trying to diversify everything so we're not putting all of our eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Sure. You know, and that's the neat thing about Carbon County. We've grown up with the coal mines, with the power plants, with the rail. Those things aren't going to be what they used to be. We know that. You talk to the miners, they say that the easy coal's gone. We don't have any mining companies that are coming to us saying, hey, let's open up, you know, 10 coal mines. So we know that those things are going away. We have to, as your word, diversify and see what we can attract to this area and make Carbon County kind of a cool little place to hang out.
It's getting there. It's getting there. Commissioner Martinez, thanks for taking out the time today. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.